Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by the Chaos Crew. Boys, go ahead and introduce yourselves, starting over here.
Rich playing Theo.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Teluga.
All right, boys. As always, last session got pretty wacky and wild, so why don't we do a little recap, and then we'll dive right back in. Last time on Dicey Situations, the gang returned to Slubledrip and were dismayed to discover what had happened while they were in the Ebon Den. Felix, the captured Stormcaller, had escaped, killing his Kuotoa guards and the Dragonborn Genry. Theo swore vengeance against Genry's killer and began formulating a plan with Yarno, while Teluga stormed off to confront his cousin Frick. Punching him awake, Teluga learned that Frick had taken too many wild magic mushrooms and returned to Slubledrip, leaving Reggie behind to navigate the Hellion Quarter alone. Teluga also learned from his uncle Gulp of an ancient Kuotoa fighting style developed by the original Plu-Plu Pleen. Gulp offered to train Teluga in the way of the Pleen and allow him to become the next Ba-Pul Gol, a warrior prince of the Kuotoa. While the boys rested up, Yarno sent his scouts into the city hoping to find allies in their upcoming battle against the Stormcallers, and they returned with the potential location of the city's Thieves Guild. Cosmo led the boys back into the Ebon Den and brought them to the bookshop where the scouts had seen the thieves' can markings. Black Feather Ink. Glebnor snuck inside and was greeted by a strange little raven folk, who preferred to be called the Shadow. After a quick rogue-off with the Kenku, the gang were led down a secret passage beneath the bookshop to the Nest, home of the Thieves' Guild and its leader, Kiki the Kikimora. Unbeknownst to them, they had met before, and on the night of their missing memories, the boys had done a job for Kiki involving robbing the Stormcallers of their collection box. Now realizing where they had acquired the gold in the bag of holding and their new tattoos, the boys struck up a new deal. The Kikimora revealed the Stormcallers were operating out of the upper district of the Ebon Den with the Grimrock Gem Cutters, and had recently imported a strange emerald from Windmere. Kiki wished to add the massive gem to her collection of shiny things, and was willing to offer the gang magic items and any help she could in acquiring it. Noticing the pistol on Theo's hip, Kiki made him an offer he couldn't refuse. In exchange for the emerald, she would give him a gun in her possession. This pistol had been traded to her years ago by a mysterious girl in exchange for the location of the city of Yeageron, where it is believed she went on to become their battle mistress and chief artificer. And that is where we join you boys today. I believe you were just leaving Kiki. About to head back into the city. How we doing, folks? What we doing?
Our god.
Yeah, so we got to get this done so I can get that other gun. Because...
looks real similar to the other one.
Yeah.
No, it's not as fancy. I mean, you know, mine's...
Fair enough.
I've been working on this for a long time. You know,
it shows.
Not, yeah.
Still it's not clear on what a gun is.
Well, this thing.
Yeah, no, I saw you whipping around and all that cool stuff, but what the hell is it?
It, you know, it sends projectiles at people, you know, it's great.
It's loud.
It is loud.
Right on. I dig loud.
It brings the loud.
It does bring the loud.
And as you guys kind of walk up the winding secret passage back up to the bookshop, you see the Shadow is like trying to hide behind a coat rack, but with all your passive perception, you all immediately clock him.
Bye, Shadow.
Later, Shadow.
Love ya.
See ya.
Ah, you speak into the night. If only you could see me.
Just kind of starts ducking around.
I like that
guy. Is there a book anywhere near me?
Yeah, sure.
Can I just chuck a book at him?
So go ahead and make a range attack roll trying to hit my little Shadow as he's just fumbling through the bookshelves trying to hide. Going to be sneaky.
I don't think that's going to hit. That's a 7.
Ha ha. As if you could strike me. Ha ha.
Can I try and punch him?
Yeah, he kind of was like rolling kind of in your general direction.
Well, now it's a challenge.
None can touch the Shadow.
And Nat 20'd him.
Fuck!
He like goes to run and like dive and you just clothesline him. And he's like,
oh, okay. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry.
Gotta work on that.
Oh, before you all go, Kiki has told me to, I'm going to be working on some passes for you boys. Get into the upper city. So give me about a day. I'm one of the finest at making sneaky documents in the entire Thieves Guild.
Really?
Are you better at document making than...
dodging?
Being sneaky?
Yes, but I'm really good at both, so I don't know why that would even be a problem.
Okay.
You'll never see me again.
He dives behind a desk.
We're supposed to see you in a day.
His little head pops up.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'll see you about a day.
I want to jelly under his legs and come up behind him.
Okay, go for it. Give me a stealth check. He has I'll say he has a passive perception of like 13.
Well, 26 is going to beat that.
Way to clip, Narco.
Tap, tap, tap.
Ah!
This is how you do it.
You may be one of the finest rogues I've ever met, but I will surpass you, Klebnor, and you'll never see it coming.
And he's going to try to make a stealth check. Let's see. What is your passive perception?
11.
You can call it. We'll call this active if you want to roll a perception check against me, Klebnor. Fuck me.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 3.
9.
For the rest of you, it's so obvious. It does take Klebnor just a half second to locate him, but he's just hiding under a chair.
It's like that scene in Ace Ventura 2 when he's like, hit the light!
On the wall, behind you!
Not gonna lie,
a lovely room of death.
That may have been an inspiration for this character, not gonna lie to you.
Did I clock that again?
Shut up, Eric! Okay, so... we are going to now, you guys, it's, remember, it's nighttime. You guys kind of like day napped to get to this point.
Day nap. Master of the night.
Okay. Everyone stop singing things. That's Eric's job.
So sleep at the wheel.
As you guys come.
Inspiration didn't strike. Sorry.
As you guys come out of, this little bookshop, into the alleyways, Cosmo, you would know that, nighttime is when the districts start to really come alive.
It's the right time.
It is the right time. And you will know that there is a bazaar of sorts that sells lots of potions, magic items, food. If you guys are going to be trying to go on this big sneaky mission, you might want to stock up on some stuff.
Do we really need food?
I mean...
The taqueria hasn't been set up, son.
That's true.
Wait, what?
We're finding the prime location.
What the hell's Meemaw doing back in Slibbledrip?
Working on the taqueria.
Okay.
You guys are trying to franchise, remember?
Yeah, well,
son.
I mean, we're...
How dare you rush
we're floating
your grandmother.
We got a couple of investors interested.
So, Cosmo, if you would like, you can lead the gang to the Bellforge Bazaar. I'll let you make a survival check with advantage.
Right on, guys. Follow me. I think it's this way. I'm usually pretty trash when I go. That's a 6.
Yeah. You like bring them to like 2 different dead ends. You're like, okay, yeah.
I swear it was down. No, no.
I'm keeping track.
Oh yeah, you have your little urchin feature. Okay. So after a little bit, you guys do finally discover the Bellforge Bazaar. It is this loud, hot, wild street. There are vendors selling every kind of magical item and bit and bob you could imagine. I said unimaginable, but then you could imagine it. Fuck you. So as you guys go down, there are a lot of different stuff. Everyone give me a perception check, and we'll see what you guys see as you kind of approach it. It's pretty busy now. A lot of the tieflings are kind of coming out at night. Everyone kind of has, like, walk-me-downs from the bar, so there's lots of people just kind of, like, openly drinking. Seems cool, though. No problems here.
15.
Okay.
I got a 20.
Okay.
Nat 1.
Okay.
19.
Let's hit the nat 1 first because it's the funniest. So, Theo, everyone else is looking at, like, there's, like, weapon shops where these crystal dwarves are selling these, like, fine blades. There's, like, a whole crossbow section called Flo's Crossbows that has, like, wicked sick new crossbows for you. But for some reason, you have locked into a piece of pretty prime real estate on this street, but that has the grossest looking food cart you have ever seen. You see that there's a small broken down sign that just says Crud's Secondhand Sandwiches. And there is a hobgoblin who looks like he's taking bits of other sandwiches and just mashing the parts that work together and trying to wrap them up. No one is in line at this thing. People are walking right by him.
That looks disgusting.
What does?
Take a look at that, Glibnor. And I point out the Crud's.
It's Crud's.
Crud looks like he's hurting.
Yeah, big time.
I see an investment opportunity.
Yeah, nobody really knows how he stays in business.
Well, maybe if he sold some delicious wares.
You see, this little hobgoblin notices that you guys are looking at him the longest anyone's probably ever looked at this food stand. It's like, you boys want anything to eat? I got a bologna on rye and half a white bread on this top. I got some old lettuce. Who doesn't like old lettuce?
Me. I don't.
What's the level of wilted?
Oh, it's wilted. That's what people like, right? You can see his little
hobgoblin. Crud, is it?
His little hobgoblin.
He's it's crud.
He's kind of, he's a little pudgy. He's wearing basically like a fantasy wife beater. And he has like a sweat rag over his shoulder, slicked back, kind of green hair. And he's got like little, like two, like ill-fitting pants on. He's wearing like, again, fantasy equivalent of Crocs, just like gross rubber shoes. He's just looking at you guys like, ah, what do you guys want? I got a bologna from yesterday. Oh boy, is it ripe? Oh,
how's just, business?
It's, well, this is kind of the slow time of night. You guys can see this is the most busy place you've seen in the city so far. Tons of people are pushing by each other, going to get to different places.
Crud, are you familiar with the fish taco?
I've never had one.
Daddy?
What?
Is there any in the bag?
I was just thinking of asking him if he could move his cart so we could bring our cart here.
Well, I mean,
but I guess better make friends than enemies.
My father, Crud Senior, he
now,
got
hold on.
This spot.
Crud, try this. Can I look in the bag to see if there's any tacos?
Okay, we're going to call it a luck check.
There should be a couple.
I'm going to bump it up a little. So we're going to say a 13 or higher. You have a nice taco in there.
Oh, that's a wonderful 19.
Oh. Tell me what this taco looks like. The final taco in the bag of holding.
The final
taco. It is
taco.
Glistening. It looks like it's just freshly made. Like it was perfectly preserved all this time.
Little steam coming off
of
it.
Still hot. Delicious. Still crispy too. It's a hard shell.
Where was that taco last night, man?
Don't worry about it. This one gets us real estate.
I mean, you're not an investor. I guess I could try
You're right. I have no money.
I guess I could try it. It looks like... looks fresh.
Just put it in your mouth.
Oh my god. It tastes good.
Yeah, Crud, that's what everybody's trying to tell you, man.
Wait, hold on. There's flavors on my tongue. Oh. And,
yeah.
The texture, it's not soggy at all. This, can you get me more of these?
Crud, what if I told you for a 75-25 split, obviously we get the most because we're providing the actual valuable wares, you turn this Crud Shack into Meemaw Mommy's Taqueria Plus.
Which one of you is Meemaw?
Hold on.
Don't worry about that.
Son, sidebar.
Yes, Daddy?
Why don't we just have... No, sorry. Sidebar. Sidebar language.
Yes, of course.
Why don't we just have Meemaw just bring the taqueria here and she work it?
Well, we're trying to expand, aren't we, Daddy?
Well, yes, but we could hire him as an employee and then he could work his way up to a manager position.
I mean, I'm already kind of the manager because I'm
You don't speak
owner.
Celestial. Stay out of this.
Sorry, you're right. Fuck.
Crud's a trusted member of the community already. We need that kind of, like, boots on the ground.
Yeah, but... he's just slapping sandwiches together.
Yeah, so when somebody sees he actually makes something great, they're going to be like, where the fuck did he get that?
But how do we know he knows how to make a taco?
Meemaw's making them.
Yes, but he won't survive without Meemaw. If we want to expand, we got to bring her everywhere.
I wonder if there's a way to branch this bag.
We need to hire him as a chef. And then he'll learn, or, you know, a co-chef.
Daddy, he was just stapling two pieces of bologna together.
That doesn't mean he can't learn.
Yeah, you see, he just got like old turkey that was like on the ground. He just blows it off and puts it on a piece of bread.
He doesn't have the right materials, but Meemaw.
He's got the freshest, most succulent
fish?
Ingredients.
Okay.
The whole gamut, not just the fish.
So,
have you seen how unwilted her lettuce is?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So crazy.
I don't know how to say so. Anyways, sidebar.
Okay.
We're just having a business meeting in the middle of a D&D campaign.
We're franchising.
I mean, out of character. Okay.
I like how you guys have two goals in this campaign. Create a god.
And start a Taco Bell.
No. He said the taco shell was crispy, goddammit.
It's a taqueria. Yeah,
she got me there.
You see, Crud's like, so, sir, would you like to try one of these bad boys? And he hands you, Theo, just like the wettest sandwich you've ever seen. There's like parts of like the crust is just falling off the corner of it.
I'm gonna extend my pseudopod and slap it onto the ground.
Oh, why?
He's eating it's a lot ruined of now.
He's. Listen, thank you, Glibdor. Thank you. Buddy.
Oh, sensitive stomach, huh?
Did you not taste Misako? Listen, yeah. I'm gonna need you put a close sign on this piece of shit.
Whoa,
hold on.
The night just started.
Maybe I do the talking for a little bit.
You guys are 2 days in town and right, telling on, an crud, institution crud. To shut down business.
Crud, no, sorry. No. My son's very harsh with his language. He's only two.
Well, we say the darndest things.
Could have fooled me.
So, crud. Now, what if we co-inhabit the same space and we bring you on as a learning chef so that you learn how to make this delicious tacos?
I mean, it looks pretty complicated. There's like three whole ingredients in that. I don't know. I suppose I could learn if...
Listen. Just go down to the docks, talk to Craig. Tell him to point you towards Slubledrip.
Okay, the fish village?
You're familiar.
Yeah.
Even better.
Lived here my whole life.
Okay, cool. Anyways, so when you get there, you're going to ask for me, Ma, Mommeen.
Okay.
Maybe just Mommeen.
I write this down. He pulls out a little notebook. It's also wet for some reason.
Tell her Toluga sent you about setting up a taqueria in town.
Exciting opportunities.
And that he suggested that you get hired on as a chef to learn how to make this wonderful food.
Okay, who am I saying sent me, by the way?
Toluga.
Okay,
Toluga. Toluga. I'm the plope, so I have a lot of weight in town.
Don't know what that means. Great, okay.
I'm the plope of the pleeple.
Well, this is a lot to think over. I'm gonna mull it a little bit.
You should not mull. You should just do it. Your sandwiches are covered in hair.
It adds texture.
It's not the texture we want.
Like nobody wants that.
I'm sure.
No one.
All right. Can I get...
Anyway, Crud, I'll take a pimento jelly loaf and scotch tape if you...
Finally, a man of class.
Can I get just a persuasion check from whoever wants to give one?
Well, I guess this is why you guys have a bard.
Yeah. Cosmo, if you would, tell the man...
It's a 10.
I mean, I rolled particularly 11. Low. I can guidance myself. Let me do it. Let me roll.
I got a nice 9.
All right, let me roll 5. That guidance dice real quick.
Yeah, we're not in on crooks.
You mean it wasn't easy to convince a man to abandon his business? All right.
I rolled a 13.
Okay, I at least owe it to you guys after giving me such a delicious taco. I will go over and... Sure, I'll meet this Mommeen. Maybe add some fresh ingredients.
He's confused by the concept. Yeah, he puts a little be back soon sign on the front of his food cart, and you see him walk down to the docks. Okay. For the rest of you who didn't get a nat 1 perception check, I will say you got a 20 right there, Cosmo, I believe.
A 20 on...
On your perception, I think.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, you see that there's a lot of fucking great stuff here. There is a place called the Firebelly Armory. They sell lots of... so I'll let you guys know. These were if you wanted to buy a +1 weapon. That's where you'd get one.
Can I leave my hammer and have them +1 it? It's so special to me.
Leave them Genry's hammer?
If they can make it more powerful.
We're going to need that real soon.
I got my vicious great axe.
But we're all on...
How long would it take to +1 my hammer?
You can go ask a guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Daddy, can we sluice on over there?
Okay.
Yeah, you kind of push through the crowd of tieflings that are still like kind of shopping. And you see there's a little squat kind of one of these more like lava skinned looking dwarves.
Hello, how are you? What would you like? I got +1 weapons from all over the land. Hammers, knives, sickles, the whole nine.
What if I have a weapon that needs a little plussing?
Oh, you need a bit of a customization situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. Let me see the hammer. Oh, that's wet.
Yeah.
Where's the handle? It's all pseudopod. What do you want?
It's me. No, I'm the handle. Don't worry about the handle.
So I'm just going to be +1-ing the hammery pot. Okay, yeah,
that
I could
take
probably
some time off, right?
I could etch some runes in that bad boy. All right, so +1 weapons, 100 gold. No fucking, I'm not here to barter with you people. It's 100 gold.
Steep. Daddy?
How long will it take?
Yeah, what's the time frame on this?
For you, I can do it in like fucking, give me like 10 minutes. It's not that hard. I can put a rune on it.
Son, if you buy this, it's the only thing you'll be able to get. That's your allowance.
Okay, what's your name? Chief?
I don't know. Hold on, let me think.
I
had a head injury and I hadn't written it down what my name was. What's my name tag say? He looks down on it.
It's Philp. Okay, hey, Philp.
Philp, F-I-L-P, that's the name.
Okay.
You asked, it's fucking on you.
Any so...
Cut out all that build up to that.
It's gold, we're leaving it in.
I was literally going to read your shirt and be like, it's Greenbrier.
It's...
Philp.
Philp, yep, that's the one.
Give me a couple, 2-3 minutes to look around and see what other wares I can find.
Sure. You suddenly talk like Philp. Give me 2-3 minutes.
It's a fun way to talk.
It's a bad influence on you, Glebner.
Okay, yeah, talk about it, discuss. I don't really care. I got runes to do.
You're a real salty dog, huh?
Welcome to fucking the Ebon Den, guy.
These people aren't that friendly, Daddy.
What are you talking about? He just offered us a relatively fair deal.
This is life in the district, my blubbery dude.
I'm new.
He is
and
too.
I'm telling you. He fixed up my axe.
Shopped it all up real nice, real fucking clean.
His name wasn't Philp. He came up with another one back then.
Yes. I'm a man of mysteries.
Gonna go check out some other stores. Maybe there's something else that catches our eye.
Okay.
I'm just seeing such a lot of money. And you also told me that's the only thing I can get.
Well, I have 400 big ones.
I've got 25 and... coins floating around in me.
Well, that's your spending money.
Ooh. Is there a candy store?
No, but I say behind you, you can see there's a potion shop.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, wait, never mind. No, it's not a potion shop. You guys robbed a potion shop in the first episode. It's a potion stand. Yeah, sure, okay. There is a potion shop, though.
Is there a ball bearing store?
You see, Philip was like, I could do a ball bearing. What do you need, balls? Little tiny ones for throwing?
Yeah, 1,000 of them? How many? How much?
Fuck me. If I could clean my whole fucking inventory here. What is this? 1,000? It seems like so many.
What do you, throw one ball bearing and hope somebody slips on it?
Fucking good point. Okay, let me look around.
Fucking smart ass.
Let me fucking dig a bit here. Fucking a little bit of ish. A little bit of... Hey, I could probably give you... I got 984. Is that enough?
I really need that extra 16.
Fuck you. All right, give me fucking... come back. So he yells like an apprentice dwarf is like, I need you to make ball bearings now! 16!
We'll be back!
I guess I turn around to the potion shop.
Yeah, you head over there. Everyone give me a perception check, if you would. Or investigation, as you guys approach this little potion stand.
11.
A 9.
3.
6.
Okay. There's just so much going on.
I know, it is.
It is a lot to take
in. It's very loud and kind of wild. There's just like kind of drunk punk tieflings everywhere. Just kind of like... There's
like a fight breaks out.
Yeah, it's like... It's like a very chaotic downtown nightlife atmosphere here. And just kind of push your way toward the potion shop. You can see there's like a little like white scaly kobold kind of standing behind the potions. Kind of lining them all up and getting them all ready.
Hello, potions. Who needs a potion? Come on, bring it in. You guys look like you probably get hurt a lot, so come on. We got them all over here.
I'm gonna lean in. Can I get your questionable supply?
Oh, you want the good stuff?
Yes.
And he does like a little clap, and then you guys notice a little purple slime comes out of a jar. And a pair of big, blue, blinking eyes open up on the slime's face.
Cousin brother?
Hello?
You look like me.
I've never seen anyone that looks like me.
But me.
Hold on, don't talk to my potion assistant here. They need the special stuff. Okay.
And like, goes back into a jar.
Well, he's gone.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the slime, pal?
Don't worry about it.
I'm worried.
Where'd you come from? You're big.
That's Daddy.
The biggest slime I've ever seen.
Okay, son. Listen, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you find him? I'm not going to take him. I just want to know.
I made him. Thank you very much.
You made him?
Yes. I followed a very extensive book situation I had to do. It was complicated.
Okay. Where'd you find this book?
Yeah, probably got it around here somewhere.
Okay. Kind of starts, like, digging through. He's got, like, there's just jars and shit falling all over the place. He kind of, like, wriggles through them. He pulls out, like, a little strange, like, medicine tome. And it looks like just, like, a potion book. And he hands it over to you guys.
Daddy, am I medicine?
Can I, like, dip my finger in, swipe it on my son, and lick it?
I mean, if you want
I allow
to.
It.
Go ahead.
Taste me, Daddy.
Okay, well, only one way to find out. I slide my finger across my son's body and lick it.
There's like a little bit of a sizzle as you do.
You're spicy, son.
Yeah, it's like a little acidic. You don't feel any potion effects really clicking in.
But you aren't medicine. Anyways, I'm going to flip through this medicine book to find...
Sure, let me get an investigation.
Maybe check. Start with that next time. Before eating your son.
I nat 20, but I have a minus one, so I have a 19.
You got a nat 20?
Yeah.
Fuck.
All of Glebnor's backstory revealed right now.
You flip through a book.
I came from space, though.
And there is, like, in the later chapters of the book, a bunch of, like, really complicated and detailed instructions for creating slimes and oozes. With a nat 20, you flip the book on its spine and see that the author of the book is a Professor Glickolak.
Daddy.
Yeah, hold on.
Holding.
We can't let him know. I lean in. We can't let him know we want this. So how much for the book?
Oh, I love that book. I use it for all my stuff. I can't give you the book.
Like when? Like, you haven't used it once since you were here.
How do you know that? We just started talking like this.
You gave it to me.
Do you speak Celestial?
No.
Sidebar.
Sidebar. Yes, hon?
Smash and grab later on tonight. If he won't give it up.
I mean, I guess we already are robbing one place. All right, yeah.
Well, I'm shouldersing at Daddy, in case the listening audience wonders.
I'm shouldersing back. Yeah. Like, okay. Anyway, sidebar.
Okay.
All right. I haven't seen you use this book once.
Well, I mean, I had my stuff already made for the day. I didn't need to, but I, there's
sounds
lots of
like
formulas.
Sounds like you're trying to upsell this book to me.
Whoa. I mean... You guys drive a hard bargain. I thought I was going to sell you guys some regular healing potions. What is this? You
well, I also
book?
Asked for the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the special weird stuff.
All right. Goop, get back up here. And
his name's Goop?
I'm Goop.
I don't like this kind of journey.
Hi.
You should get a better name.
Son, behave. I'm sorry. I've never seen him like this.
Goop's not for sale, and if you try to take him, he will dissolve the second he gets a mile away from the place he was created, so don't even think about it.
I wasn't going to take him. I got my son right here. He's better.
I mean,
my eyes widen as he says that. Like, I don't know how that happens, but they bug out.
Yeah, you see, Goop, hold on, Goop has a very funny feature. I want to make sure I get right. Goop is going to use Produce Potion. And you see he opens his mouth and, like, purple slime pours out of it into a tube. It's like,
it's fine, I'm almost done.
Why are you doing this in front of us?
I am intrigued as fuck.
I thought you'd be interested in the process.
A little, but now I don't feel like paying full price for these.
Oh, yeah, they're all from my body, mostly. Shut up, Goop.
You gotta just to push the slime back into a, like, test tube.
Hey!
What?
Gentle.
It's my slime. I made him. I can treat him however I want.
That's not how this works.
You don't push your weird son inside of a bottle every once in a while?
No, that's cruel and unusual.
You guys are the weird ones, by the way, not me. This is how you treat
What'd
a slime.
What'd you say?
All right, listen.
You see, he's like looking to see if there's any guards around.
Angry eyebrows forming.
Okay, how about I give you a 10% discount on all the potions and we...
What about the book?
I suppose I... 100 gold for the book.
All right, well, loop back around to book discussion. Tell me about these potions first, since that's what I originally came here for.
I was going to upcharge you guys a little bit, but...
Yeah, I knew you would.
You're dumbing. So this is healing potions, basic healing potions, 10 gold. Step up here for the greater, that's 15, and these superiors are 50. But because we've kind of gotten off on the wrong foot here, superiors would be 45. How about that?
I don't even have feet, buddy.
Oh, that's true.
Much what are
like
you, footist now?
I'm not a footist. That's not
Sounds
a thing.
I think like he's a footist, Daddy.
I don't know. I mean, I might be. I don't know what it is. Against feet? I don't...
Yeah.
You're against the footless community, of which I am one.
Sure. I don't know. I met a 1T with a snake body once I didn't really care for, so sure, yeah.
I'm a footist, fucking loud and proud. What's the problem?
Well, all right, he admitted it.
Yeah, it's first step to
we move on from his prejudice.
Anyways, you just do healing? No other goofy potions?
Well,
come on, don't hold out on me.
All right, Goop, come in the good stuff. He has potions of invisibility. These will be about 20 gold. And he has one giant elixir.
That is, unfortunately, this is an expensive one. This is 200 gold.
Sidebar.
Again? Quick.
I'm just going to put down 15 gold and get a greater healing potion.
A simple man. Slide somebody the potion over to you.
Hold on. Not to him buying the potion. I just want to talk to my friend over here. Theo?
What's up?
You planning on buying anything here? Or are you just going to browse?
Well, I only get
20. I mean, I have the supply. And I flashed the bag again.
I mean, if there was something good around, I'd, you know, like to get something, but...
Okay, because this man has a very funny potion on him, but it costs 200.
I want to
survey... What the hell does the potion do?
Makes you big. Real big. And strong. Lasts like an hour, I think. Something like that.
I want to survey the... Are we in a shop or is it a cart?
It's a cart, because I don't trust you guys in shops.
I'm going to survey his cart for any thieves can't.
Yeah, give me investigation or perception check.
I mean,
I don't see shit.
Yeah, there's nothing on there. Yeah, we're
gonna take Toluga off to the side a little away from the shop guy. So we're doing that job later. So I mean, we could probably find more money there. So I mean, if you want the potion, buy the potion. We'll get money there and try and come back.
I owe you 100 gold then. Just remember that. So
Let it be.
So here's the deal. I will buy your giant potion.
Perfect.
But you throw in the book.
Oh, you drive a hard bargain.
One of you can give me a persuasion check.
On it.
Yeah. You see Cosmo kind of pushes you out of the way to finalize the deal.
I'm going to guidance Cosmo. Cosmo, I really want this potion and that book, man.
It's an 18.
Okay. And then roll a d4 from the guidance.
That's a 4, so that's a 22.
Fuck you guys. Free book.
He slides the potion
kinda
book.
Cosmo kind of like, listen, man. You know you don't need that book. Come on. Come on.
I guess I've learned most of the formulas already. Sure, fine. I never thought I'd actually sell this potion. It's so expensive.
He slides the book and the potion across to you guys.
Hell yeah.
In unison, we're like, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You guys seem way too excited about this purchase.
No. It's totally just a
what's
normal
his, what's
purchase.
His purple ooze's name?
Goop.
Goop. Is Goop still?
Hi.
I want to just like ET finger to him. And touch tips.
Magical moment where he touches your fingertip.
Have fun, cousin brother. Enjoy your adventures.
You enjoy that moment, son?
Spectacular.
Okay. We got 258 gold. You want your hammer plus one?
Does anybody else need anything?
That's what I was thinking. I kind of just splurged about half of what...
I have two weapons.
I have...
Well, I mean, I have a
I got
things,
two but... guns right here, and Toluga starts flexing.
I'm going to turn into a big pointing finger, like a foam finger. Just to accentuate Daddy's flexing.
Get those wavy cape.
Oh, yeah, it's always
yeah,
billowing.
Yeah, we have billowing capes.
Yeah, some tiefling guy walks by and is like, cool. Just keeps walking.
Yeah, Cosmo? You're from here. Is there anything you want to get?
Nah, man. My rig's pretty much exactly what I want to achieve with my sound. I'm cool.
All right.
Bleebly?
Yeah. What else we got around here?
Well, we can buy more healing potions. That guy's got plus one on runes, I think. He's currently making ball bearings.
Wait a minute. Can he plus one your Bleebly Blaster?
I doubt it.
Can he plus one the Bleebly Blaster?
I mean... It's going to be tough, and you will risk... He'll... The... So the Smith...
I mean, he's going to have to take it.
Smith will have to take the gun. He'll have to make some checks on it, and there is a risk that you get a penalty to it if he fucks up. It's incredibly complicated, your weapon. This isn't like a hammer or a sword.
Not doing that.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, we're
not risking it for anybody.
We're spitballing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll say, Cosmo, give me a perception check, if you would. As the crowd's kind of still pretty busy right now.
That's a 6.
Okay. Yeah, I don't notice anything right now. But as you guys are kind of walking a little bit around, where are you guys heading next? You gonna make any more purchases tonight?
I guess back to plus one shop so I can upgrade my ham.
I fucking finished it. The kid made you 16 more ball bearings. Here you
How much are the BBs?
Fucking a gold. That's like I
sold.
Sure.
A sold.
Okay, funny. Funny jokes from this guy. Okay.
What if I wanted plus two on this hammer?
I'm not that good. I'll be honest with you, straight
up. Listen, I appreciate the candor.
He's a street vendor.
Yeah.
All right. I present the hammer.
Let me get fucking etching here. See, he pulls out a pair of smith's tools and starts like just hammering these like little dwarven runes into the side of this big brick of a hammer of yours.
Angular, I love it.
Takes him a couple minutes. He's like, all right, give that bad boy a swing. Make an attack roll for me.
See how much sick.
Give me it with advantage. How about that? I'll give you the help action.
And wait, that is not the right thing. Alright, let's do it. 22.
Yeah, dude. This thing, it just feels like lighter, but at the same time when it hits, you feel there's more weight to it. There's a little bit of dwarven magic, just dance. They're so damn good at making weapons. This is what the Firebelly Dwarves excel at. And you can tell there's real craftsmanship now in your gooey little hammer.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, here's your money.
Not to disparage Jenry at all.
No, not at all. Of course
he was a master craftsman as well.
He was a delightful dragonborn. So fair. So equitable. he takes the coin from you guys. Well, this has been fine.
Yeah, later.
As far as transactions,
it's been all right.
Sure, whatever.
Hey, Philp. Yeah. You can make caltrops?
Yeah, ooh. Caltrops. Yeah, hold on. I got some of those. If I could take them around here.
Way more painful than BBs.
These are just sharp BBs, essentially. And what he hands you is basically a bag of D4s. These will probably do the job. We'll call it a gold, just like your buddy here.
All right, here you go.
Yes,
thank you.
Have fun. And I will say, everyone can make a group perception or investigation check if you would.
5.
Oh, that's a 20.
16.
Dirty 20.
17.
Cosmo, you notice that at the end of the bazaar, there is a harried little dark gnome. These gnomes, they live down here in the Underdark, and much like the dark dwarves in this area, they have like developed kind of like crystalline features. You know that this is Flurbin, and he frequently is the guy that sets up concert venues. He's like a promoter almost. He looks exhausted and disheveled, and he looks so nervous and uncomfortable. And he's trying to like talk to people on the street that are walking by. As you guys approach, he's just like, does anyone play an instrument? Anyone at all? Please, anyone. I have so many spots to fill. He looks wicked nervous holding a clipboard.
Yo, Flurb. What's up, man?
Oh my god, Cosmo. Please tell me that Kimmy was lying and that you're going to be in the Battle of the Bands. Please, 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 please.
Sorry, dude. Acid Splash is no more, man. Yeah, they sold out.
Listen, I don't know what the hell is going on, man. But, all the bands are just dropping out. I got nothing for the Battle of the Bands coming up. I got one Krizik rock band, and then every other band is fucking left. Yeah, no, that's what I think too. They're terrible.
Sounds like a cleanup job, man.
And you look down at his clipboard. All these like local bands that you know have all mysteriously dropped out of the Battle of the Bands.
What's going on, man? These guys rock. Why aren't they on the?
I have no idea. Even Stairway to Kevin dropped out, and you know.
How much, Stairway.
I know. It's Kevin's solo project, and I can't believe he came in, he was wearing khakis, and they said he didn't want to play music anymore.
Wait, did you say khakis?
Yeah, all of them. They're all dressed all prim and proper. They got little belts on. The king's going to kill me if I don't put on a show for this.
Oh, dude. I know exactly what's going on. It's the Krizik Church, man. They're getting to everybody. They're infecting them with those earworms, dude.
No. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got one new band on here and then nothing. So if no one else signs up, either this new guy, Vortex Warp's going to win, or it's going to be fucking Conviction. And if Conviction wins, I don't know if I could go on with my life or my job.
All right, well, maybe don't be so dramatic, but yeah, I don't know, man.
Can you whip something together, man? You guys play? And he's like pointing at the rest of you guys.
You guys know how to use an instrument? Any of you?
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Not that thing. He points at your hip. That's not exactly the most musical, even though it
makes a noise.
It sure does.
I'm wet. Can I just like slap on myself?
My son can hambone.
Hambone!
I guess if we turn up the distortion on hamboning, we can make it work.
I play kazoo.
Hold on, are you plugging me directly into an amp?
We'll figure that part out.
Yeah, man, if you could help me out here, you could probably teach these guys in a couple days, right?
Yeah, how hard could learning an instrument be?
It's punk! They're gonna play it right, they're gonna play it fast!
Look, man, yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Minus one to intelligence.
Notch me down.
Okay, cool.
Just put my name there for now.
Okay, perfect. Cosmonauts Kilroy, and TBD.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. This is great. Again, Cosmo, you saved my life here. I'll get you passes and everything for upstairs. It'll be great. You guys will be great.
Yeah, look, you know Grimsley, right? You can tell him that this gig pays and that my rent's on the way.
Sure. Yeah. I'll let him know.
Right on, man.
There is a cash prize. So, yeah, if you can win this thing. And listen, the king's going to be there. His whole family's going to be there. It's like a big deal. They're really excited about it.
Right on, man. Well, yeah, like I said, it's looking pretty dire, but I think we can make this work.
Yeah, Kimmy fucking broke my heart. She just left. You guys can make perception checks if you'd like.
Yeah, man, I'm not vibing with Kimmy right now.
It's a 5.
It's another nat 1.
7.
It's a 13.
You just notice out of the corner of your eye, Cosmo, Kimmy's like in the crowd at the end of an alleyway. But she doesn't look like how you remember. Your bass player is currently, instead of her like crazy wild hair, it's like perfectly straight into a tight ponytail. You know that Kimmy's this like rad tiefling bass player, and instead of her like cool tight leather pants, she has like a long weird skirt that goes like all the way down to her knees.
Like a poodle skirt?
Yeah.
Looks like a librarian.
Instead of her like leather jacket she used to always wear with like her cool patches and like ripped parts, she has this like a little sweater on, and she's just glaring at you. And when she notices you, she tries to duck into an alleyway away from you guys.
What the hell? So, yeah, we go after her.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You guys see Cosmo just like take off. What are you guys doing?
5. Daddy?
With a nat 1, do I actually notice any of this?
I got a 5.
You just see Cosmo running down the street.
What? Where are you going?
We got a job.
He looks fucking determined and in the zone.
I'm going to chase after him.
I'm going to follow my god.
I guess I'm going to just, the dad, these dang kids.
You guys start booking it through the crowd. Everybody give me either an acrobatics or athletics check to push through these tieflings to try to chase after her.
21.
Would that include me?
I guess
if we're chasing her.
Yeah.
It's a nice 8.
23.
You got a 13.
Unfortunately, Theo, you like were the last to notice everyone's running. You're just like pushing through mad people. They're kind of smashing into you.
Take the form of the cow catcher again.
Can I 23? Push behind him?
A 23? Yeah, I'll let you do it. You just start dividing the crowd. And after a bit, you guys catch her in this alleyway. She's run to what looks like a dead end. There's just like a pair of these like crystalline dwarf guards, kind of like they were just like playing like cards in the alleyway. They kind of look up as this like group of you all kind of round the corner. And she kind of stops in her track and just turns around and faces you. Hello, Cosmo.
Kimmy, what the hell, man?
It's actually Kimberly now.
Oh, dude, cut with that shit. What the hell's going on?
I'm sorry, Cosmo. I've just changed genres, and it's just not gonna work anymore with us.
You know, I don't buy it. This is like an overnight change. What the hell's going on? You gotta explain this to me.
You would also notice she has her bass guitar on her back. It looks like she's kind of taken all the cool stickers off it, though, so it's just clean. She is wearing one of those little crystal necklaces that you guys saw on Emo Friend. What you doing? Glebnor, you look pained. What's happening over there?
Go on.
I clock the necklace.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy?
Yes?
Real quiet, so she doesn't hear me.
Can make a stealth check.
Quiet sidebar. Wait. Let's just speak celestial, son.
Sidebar! If I snatch this, will it blow up?
Let's find out.
Sleight of hand.
I don't think you're going to be snatching anything, because I speak celestial now.
You can't do that.
Now?
What do you mean now?
She definitely didn't used to.
You see, she takes out her bass guitar,
takes out this weird pick.
I plug my
ears. Almost looks like a tuning fork. And she strums this weird bass line. And you can see that the two stone guards behind her, they kind of are like, what is that? It's terrible. And they go to like grab their head. And they're, again, they have this like kind of like volcanic black, like glass hair and beards. You can see that as the bass line hits them, the crystal in their body starts to vibrate weird. And both of them start growing and their black crystals turn a lightning blue. Their eyes kind of like, there's like beads of electricity are kind of pouring out of their eyes. Let's go ahead and roll some initiative.
Whoa, dude.
Go. Nat 20 on initiative.
Six.
Yeah. I got a 23.
That's okay. A 15.
All right. Kicking things off. First thing initiative is Toluga. You were in an alleyway. At the end of the alley, about 30 feet, are these two crystal guards. And standing behind them is Kimi. So she's about 45 feet from you. What would you like to do?
Why'd you have to make her 45 feet?
Because I know how you guys operate. And I will say, you, from the effects of whatever this strange music magic is, these guys have doubled in size. They're dwarves, so they're just like guy size now. But
okay. I'm still bigger than them.
They're like crystal hair and mohawks that were before this like lava black glass are now like an electric blue, and they have this strange crackling energy on them right now.
Does she only have the one like necklace?
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Could I use command to tell her to drop the necklace?
You can try.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, oh, not another one of those. I hate those things. Your shitty necklace. I command you to drop.
It's the latest fashion.
It's disgusting.
Okay.
It's fucking lame, man.
So it's DC 13 wisdom.
I'm so sorry, it's a 17.
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
Yeah. It's like, no, it isn't. It's cool. Everyone's wearing them now.
Really? Is that why I have one?
That's what makes it lame.
She's just doom, doom, doom. Just playing this weird bass line.
I guess I'll just walk up on one of them dwarves.
Yeah, it's a big crystally dwarf. He's just like, I don't know why I'm doing this. He just looks like he's trying to attack you guys, though.
Just gonna walk up to one of the dwarves and just sit right there.
Gonna sit in front of him?
Yeah. Sorry. I used my action to command.
Okay. Gotcha. Perfect.
Unless all you right. want me to do it again.
I do not. He's like, I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
He is going to wind up his giant war pick and try to hit you with it.
No, you won't.
Yeah, he misses. He slams into the ground next to you, and he's like, I don't want to do it. I don't know why, but you seem cool. He's trying to.
Because I am.
The other one next to him, though, is like, I'll do it. He's going to try to smash you, Toluga.
No, you aren't.
That one's a nat 20.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that one hits.
You take 13 bludgeoning and 4 piercing for 17 total. As he takes this massive, like, maul and just smashes you with it. You guys see Toluga just pancake into the ground.
Daddy!
Ow, Fishman, you good?
Just thumbs up.
Hell yeah, right. Dude.
I'm okay.
Theo, that is your turn.
All right, so Theo rounds the corner finally.
Okay, guys, what happened? Cosmo, why are you playing some crappy music?
What? That wasn't me, man.
Oh, what the fuck's going on?
Oh, this is a rocking
your fish
line.
Bros pancake, dude.
Toluga, oh shit.
Baby, daddy, them.
Do I notice the necklace on?
I mean, you can see that there's like someone dressed in clear Krizik attire, basically, playing a bass guitar while these two crystal dwarves are beating the shit out of Toluga.
Which ones are we killing?
Them. All of them. Oh, kill them.
Okay.
They hurt daddy.
Whoa. Don't kill the other tiefling, all right?
Okay, leave her alive. The other two is cool.
One of these guys is cool. Not the one that Nat 20'd me, though.
If you want to make your attacks with non-lethal damage, totally can.
Yeah. Yes. So
the fucking knees out.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
The one that Nat 20'd Toluga, I'm just going to shoot. I'm going to put a violent shot into it.
Okay.
And I'm also... what's their armor looking like?
They have like this like kind of like crystal splint mail armor on. They're not holding shields or anything.
I'm going to do sharpshooter as well.
Okay.
So I'm just going to take the -5.
So ballsy, Rich. I love your... She's just like, fuck it. I'm just going to go for it every time.
Turns the corner, barely sees what's going on. Just starts blasting.
So anyways.
Exactly.
Pretty sure I miss.
But yeah.
13, but it would have been lower.
Yeah. 13 is going to miss. You see that you kind of, you like hit him, but like you don't hit him on a part of his body where you can do anything. It just bounces off this big black crystal armor he has on.
And that's my turn.
Cool. That is going to be Cosmo.
All right. Well, to start off, I'm going to bardically inspire Glebnor, just awesome. Because I want to see what it looks like to see a big green goo man headbang.
Hell yeah. Yeah. You're affected by Cosmo's bardic. You feel like these little like red vibing energy on you. You just start headbanging. You can add a d6 on your attack rolls when you use that the bardic to make an attack roll.
Yeah. Inspiration die for... Even if you don't use it, you can use it for checks later on, right?
Yep, totally. Yeah,
cool. I'm new to Bard, folks, so give me a break.
No, it's great.
Yeah, let me... Oh, damn. And they're close enough, I'm sure, for like a thunderclap.
What is the range on thunderclap? You can run up to them. They're 30 feet away from you right now.
30 feet away.
That hit me.
Wow, it's only 5 feet.
Yeah, I think it's like thunderclap is kind of like if it's like around you,
I guess, because
sort
it's
of
a cantrip, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'll run up and... Booming blade, one of these.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you kind of like run up, pull the your axe back, and go to attack the one that was just smashing onto Luga.
Yeah, that's a 14.
14's gonna miss, unfortunately. You guys are massive now. And as you like swing your like big axe into the side of this thing, it like dings on the armor, and your whole arm shakes and reverberates. that is Kimmy's turn now, who is going to. Like round the corner a little bit around the guy that's like fighting him and go right after you, Cosmo.
Yep.
She's gonna hit you with an Eldritch Base. let's see here. Oh, and she misses. You see, she pulls out her bass guitar that kind of has a sharpened edge, kind of like yours, and she winds up to pull and hit you. There's like a moment where she's like, "No, dude!" And she holds it back. See, she's just holding it above you, going to attack you, but she's resisting this strange effect on her. Tight.
Ha! You never did play in time.
Whoa!
That's a musician joke!
Glebnor, that is your turn.
So Kimmy's now within 30 feet?
Within 30 feet, yep.
We'll rocket on up there.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and grab the amulet.
Cool, so make an athletics check. And I will have her make a dexterity saving throw, I guess, because she's going to use like basically acrobatics to try to get out of this.
So that's a 15, but I'm going to start headbanging. Which just looks like a big wave, I guess.
Okay.
Just a big
hell yeah.
Jelly.
Yeah, throw a bardic on that.
16?
16. She got a 15.
Ooh. Let's go! Give me that necklace, bitch!
You wrap a tendril around the necklace and like start tugging at it. She's grabbing it, trying to pull it away from you. And yeah, you rip it right off her neck. And you see that once you pull it off her neck, there is a moment where she's kind of in shock. But her hair and this tight ponytail, the ponytail little braid breaks. Her hair goes wild and crazy around her tiefling horns. Her like long, weird skirt, just kind of like the illusion magically fades away. And she has like tight, cool leather pants on. And her little sweater erupts into flames. And she's wearing a black metal leather jacket underneath.
Hell yeah.
Now that's the Kimmy I know.
But she does, once it's off her neck, she goes unconscious right away.
Sleepy.
Yeah. But these crystal dwarves are like, we can't stop! And they're still trying to fight against this effect. I will say, though, taking the place of Kimmy in initiative will be the crystal itself.
Okay, I'm going to go into a rage for my bonus action.
Cool. Awesome. So yeah, that'll be the ostinato will be taking its effect. All right, cool. That is going to bring us back around to Toluga.
I saved your friend!
That bardic inspiration came in handy.
Hell yeah.
Also, I just want to put it out there. She was a challenge rating 6. She hit like a fucking truck, so I'm so glad I didn't get to use her on anybody.
bass guitars are heavy, man.
They're very heavy.
Those thick chords.
I'm going to beat up this electric... What's it look like to me?
To you, it's like you see this big dwarf, and he just has all the like little crystal formations on his body are now just like humming this electric blue.
Oh, I thought the crystal necklace thing.
He's punching the crystal.
Oh, you're going for the crystal.
Well, you said that's in the encounter right now.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to attack the crystal instead of the dwarves, totally. You see the Glimmer is holding this crystal, and like you can see like almost like a
staticky, symbiotic, like goat face inside of this crystal. If you want, you can just attack the crystal as he's holding it.
I'm going to hold it out like a visage. Not a visage, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
It's morphin' time! I'm just going to hold it out in front of me like that.
Alex, the thing I'm worried about is the last time one of those broke, it nuked us, right?
Yeah.
Sure did.
Yes, it did.
But won't it also nuke the other guys?
Yeah. It all depends on if you want a group nuke, I guess.
Scorched earth.
I'm dumb. I'm gonna swing at it.
Go for it.
What the hell are you? 21.
21 hits.
For 5.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna bonus action do it again.
You're just punching a crystal.
24.
24 hits.
Yeah, there we go. 7.
7. Yeah, you can see that you're trying to shatter this crystal while Glebnor holds it out to you. It's still hanging on. You can see that inside this little electric-y face is just glaring at you.
And then as it's glaring at me, check out these, a real god.
Give me a performance check, see how cool that looks.
Flex at it with Bleebly's symbolism. 13?
Yeah, you know, as much as a crystal can react to flex.
He's scared, he's quaking in his crystal.
The crystal dwarves are now going to attack. They're going to try to... I guess so. One of them is going to attack Toluga.
Fair.
He's going to take this, like, crystal javelin off his back and try to stab it into you.
Okay. He's not gonna, though.
Okay.
Yeah, he does. He misses. He jams into the ground as you dodge out of the way quick enough. The other one, I think he's going to actually make an athletics check against... Glebnor to take the crystal back. Okay, so go ahead and make an athletics check. You're raging, so you make it with advantage. You get an 18.
Well, I meet it at least. I meet it. What an 18.
Okay.
Tug of war.
Yeah, meets it, beats it. So I think that means he's going to get it from you. He's going to grab it and pull the crystal away from you guys. And then he's like holding it and he's like, I need this for some reason. He's just holding it to his chest away from you. Okay, that'll be his turn. That is going to be Theo's turn now.
All of them are within range
just,
of that.
Just do it, man. Just do it.
Is the crystal behind total cover?
No, I mean, it's in the guy's hand, which would give him 3/4 cover, I guess.
But it doesn't mean anything to me.
Because you're a sharpshooter. Yeah. So yeah, you can totally shoot this out of this guy's hand if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to do a Deadeye shot and do... sharpshooter, so the -5, but I have advantage on it.
Cool.
Is Kimmy going to take damage if this thing explodes? And
yeah.
Doesn't matter, I miss.
Just got full hit points.
What'd you get?
The highest was 12, but then okay. It's gotcha. -5.
Yeah. You try to fire this thing out of this guy's hand. He turns his hand the last minute, and he gets hit in the hand. He's like, ow, but I think that was good. And he's like holding it, trying to protect it. Cool. All right, that is going to be Cosmo.
I'm trying to think of the best way to... So they're all near me now, right?
Yeah, there's like 2 big crystal dwarves right next to you, one of them holding this little gem.
All
right. And Kimmy's kind of slumped on the ground at your feet now.
The best way to go is... It's got to be... I'm going to Thunder Wave at 2nd level. Yeah, to like hit a power cord and send out a shockwave, Thunder Wave. And that is a...
Is that an
con save... 15-foot cube.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you can hit just them. Totally. You can do
right
it up. So you can like kind of say you kind of angle this shockwave of energy up at the crystal dwarves.
Perfect. Okay. That's 10 damage.
Their con saves. What's your saving throw modifier, by the way? What do I have to beat?
For con?
Con.
+2.
Oh no, what is your what is it? Spell modifier, whatever the heck. What word I'm trying to think of?
DC save.
So 14.
14.
Okay.
You.
Cool, cool, cool. Yeah. All 3 fail. So they all take that 10. The crystal starts to crack a little bit. It's not broken yet, but it's not looking great. And these guys, because they are like of this crystal nature, you can see that as that shock wave of sound hits them, some of like the bits of their crystal just vibrating wildly. Actually, that's like because they get pushed back 10 feet, right?
Yes.
That happened too? Correct. Okay. Sick. I'm going to have this guy make a dex save to see if he can hold on to the crystal. Because he's getting smashed back, which is insane.
let's see here.
Can I enlist any of my allies here to try and get Kimmy out of range?
Yeah, that was... Well...
Yeah, if you guys want to do that in your next turn.
So
totally.
I can bonus...
Who's next?
I can still bonus action and Bardically Inspire, too.
Totally.
So I'm going to do that for Glenmore again.
Unfortunately, this guy got a nat 20 to hold onto the crystal. He's like, I love this! He falls back on the ground with the other Dwagar. Or, sorry, they're not Dwagar, they're crystal dwarves. Never mind, you didn't hear that word. all right, cool. That is the crystal's turn now. It is going to fire a cacophony ray at Glebnor.
Don't like the way that sounds.
No.
That's a 26 to hit.
Oh, big hits. Big time.
Glebnor, you take 23 thunder damage.
Ew!
As this horrible tune blasts out of the crystal at your head, where your head
that.
Would be. You just hear like,
I just heard thunder or something.
It's just, it's just horrible.
What are you making my son
melody.
Listen to?
It's terrible as it rockets through your jelly body. Gross. That is your turn now, Glebnor.
I'm going to lobby. Wait a minute. Do I half that damage?
It's thunder damage.
Oh, so
now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. I want to grab Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And then disengage.
Awesome. Yeah. It's uncontested. She's not going to fight John because she's unconscious.
Beat yeah. feet right out of there.
Awesome.
Beat the feet that you don't have.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm gonna slap wet on the ground and
you know, every time we do this podcast you say a new phrase that I hate, and slap wet might be the worst one. Yeah, you jelly underneath Kimmy and then pull her away from the battlefield. So it was just these crystal doors
in
the back.
Yeah, that's how I
she's just like floating in your body unconscious as you pull her back down the alleyway. Dope. Great turn.
Daddy!
Smart.
Why?
Blee Blee!
What?
Cosmo!
Why are you yelling, son?
Follow me!
Why?
Why not?
Are we all disengaging?
It's up to you guys. I think they're probably...
I want to break that crystal.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go punch that crystal.
We can shoot it from a distance! Blee Blee!
But that doesn't
Fish,
send a message.
I haven't
do you have
been
anything?
Hitting anything lately, so...
Tluga, do you have anything that you can do from a distance, man? You know
no!
that thing will explode.
I'm sending a message.
Did you see how bad it hurt me,
I gotta respect how you get down, dude.
Tluga, it's all you.
I'm going to run up and try and punch this crystal.
Yeah, you jump on this dwarf that's like on the ground. He got blasted back by that shock wave. And you leap up and just try to punch the crystal that he's holding. Go for it.
Nine?
Nine's gonna miss.
Bonus action, do it again.
Go for it.
12?
12's gonna miss. 15 AC on this little crystal guy.
Why is it so hard to hit this rock?
It's little.
It's small, and also it's hard. So when you punch it, you gotta hit a certain amount to actually break this thing. And then up to you if you'd like to try to disengage here. Or if you're just staying up here.
I'm staying up here.
Hey, you know,
I can't disengage.
More power
I'm
to you.
I'm not a rogue.
Both of these crystal dwarves are going to attack Tluga. They're both going to grab their big war picks and try to smash you with them.
They think they're going to hit.
They both miss. They both, because 15 isn't you're higher than
no,
15,
I'm
right?
16.
Yeah, 15 was the higher one. So they both wind up these big picks and they swing them at the same time. And you do a little flip and go right over the both of them as they swing wide.
You guys
crazy.
Suck at this.
We don't want to be doing it.
Oh,
it's probably
fair.
A part of it.
They're struggling against this horrible earworm they both have in their mind right now. Theo, that is you.
Tluga, take cover.
Okay.
And,
I just plug my ears. That's going to help.
I'm going to take the -5 on sharpshooter again and shoot. So I got a 25, but -5, it'll
That'll
be
hit.
20. So it'll be 15 damage.
Okay. This thing is, I'm going to let you guys know off the top, 2 hit points left. This crystal is all broken and shattered in this guy's hand. It's just hanging on with like a little thread of magic. Anything else with your
bonus shield? Action
earplugs
hand crossbow.
Okay, haven't seen that thing in a little bit.
It's because it's not a gun.
Yeah. So 25 to hit.
That'll hit.
8 damage.
Okay, so I need Toluga and Cosmo, because you guys are next to this thing, unfortunately. You are going to make Constitution saving throws.
21.
18.
Okay, so you're going to take half of this. It is 66, though, so let's see.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I knew what I was getting into.
I thought you said 66 for a second. No.
Yeah, I put a crater in the town. That is 25 damage, half to 12. As you shatter the crystal, it erupts, and there's this wave of horrible Krizzik rock that echoes down the alleyway. The crystal shatters, and in this... as like the smoke clears, you can see that both of the dwarves are just unconscious. They did not have the hit points for that. they're just like kind of just passed out, just like fuck, laying there. So yeah, as the dust settles in this alleyway, Glebnor, you're holding an unconscious Kimmy in your body, but down there you can see that they're like, Toluga, what do you look like? Is just standing in front of like us, this like cloud of smoke and like electricity. Are you still up?
I'm still up. My cape billowing. And I'm just flexing.
Daddy, you did it!
In the name of Bleebly, I stand!
Cosmo, how are you looking? That was kind of a hard, rough hit on you as well.
That was a gnarly mosh pit, dude. We gotta figure out a better way to dispose of these crystals, man.
Well, I mean, the next time I shoot them, probably shouldn't be near.
What are you talking about? I'm A-OK.
Yeah. Cosmo! Daddy!
What?
You guys alright?
Dude, she's like inside you.
Yeah, son, spit her out. She can't breathe in there. There you go.
I'm definitely writing a song about this.
I just dump her onto the ground. Gently.
Gently sure. Dump.
I just thought she rocketed forth, you know?
Yeah, like you usually do.
Gently dump.
B-side.
Yeah, what do you guys like to do? You're in this alleyway. Crystal dwarves, they seem unconscious, but not super injured by this. You kind of hear the mumble, just like, that's always terrible.
Yeah, it was really bad.
I'm knocked out.
Slap Kimmy a little bit.
Okay.
just a couple of tutri across the face.
Yeah, you guys can give me either medicine, insight, or religion.
Oh, religion.
Can I actually be working on my gun because I missed those two shots and I'm like, wait, something's wrong here.
Yeah, you're just like fiddling with it. Yeah. Like the sights must have been wrong or yeah. Something.
I got an 18 religion.
18 religion.
I got a 6 religion.
I got a 9 medicine.
You guys, she's obviously unconscious, but what you realize is that this like comatose state that she's in, it's not like from the battle or from all this crazy loud music. Like there's a strange, like malevolent religious presence in her mind, keeping her in this like weird dream state and she's unconscious.
Oh, it's a
can I
supernatural unconscious.
Yeah.
Can I try and counteract it with my belief of Bleebly?
Sure.
Turn undead.
I mean, if you want, you can try to use some kind of like a turning spell of some kind.
Do I want to use my channel divinity on that?
It's my bandmate, man. Come on.
He vaporizes her.
Wrong one.
How does protection from evil and good work? If I view this thing as evil,
mm-hmm.
Will it be treated as evil in the spell description?
It also protection from good as well, so it wouldn't even matter really what the alignment is. So what is, can you read the spell for me?
Yeah. Before I, so until the spend ends, one it says one willing creature I touch.
I mean, she would be willing to not be a part of this. I'll let you use it in the sense of like a medicine check, basically.
Yeah. So creatures of those aberrations, celestial elementals, fae, fiends, and undead grant several benefits. Creatures of those types have disadvantage on attack rolls against the target. Target also can't be charmed, frightened, or possessed by them. So I guess, yeah, this covers it.
Cool. Here, I'll let you make an insight check with advantage as you cast a spell on her.
17?
With advantage?
Yeah.
Yeah, you cast a spell on her, and you can tell that, because for a little bit, it seems like she's like kind of like twitching and almost, you know, like that like REM cycle your eyes go through? Like that's happening fast. Really fast. As you cast a spell on her, her breathing slows, but she still remains unconscious. With an insight check of that high, I'll let you know that she's under the effect of some kind of curse, and you're going to need a cleric that can cast Remove Curse on her to bring her back to consciousness.
Back to Sloobledrip!
Well,
wait, Reggie,
Well, we already failed that part of the mission.
Reggie,
we
got the cleric?
No.
Reggie,
we're
buddy.
Still looking for Reggie.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Cute gnome. Adorable. Well,
oh, he can remove curse.
On the way back to Sloopledrip, why don't we stop by...
bookstore?
No, the last drop and see if your Minotaur friend found anything. He might be at the... You know, Bouncicles might be at the door.
Oh, yes. Bouncicles.
Yes. Well, we could see on the way back, maybe he has something, and then if he doesn't have anything or he's not there, we can just, you know, get back to Sloopledrip, see if we can get her awake.
All right, I guess that works.
I would like to say hello to Doreen.
Sure.
Doreen's nice.
Cool. Yeah. I will say, you don't have to make any survival checks, because... yeah, Glebnor, you've been kind of like, once again, kind of taking the lay of the land in this place.
Tracking.
Tracking. You know how to get back to the last drop, so...
Speedy quick.
Sure. You, following Glebnor, Glebnor, like, pushes, like, Cosmo out of the way. He's like, I've got this. I'm going to lead everyone through your city. but with your urchin background, you can move twice as fast through cities.
Let's go.
So, it takes you only, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes. Are you guys trying to cover up the fact you have an unconscious tiefling woman with you?
She's inside me.
Okay, so it looks like she's just kind of floating in you.
Well, I also have a billowing cape inside of me.
Okay.
I'm going to wrap her up.
Just give me a stealth check.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Sure.
There's so many ways we could do
me
this.
Me and Cosmo could have just held her up.
20!
Yeah, no, we didn't look like she was drunk.
My son's a genius!
Yeah,
we
were going to
weaken at Bernie's her, but...
yeah. No need. 27.
Yeah, Jesus. You... your cape is constantly billowing and hiding her form inside your body as you sluice through the streets of the Hellion Quarter. And yeah, you guys make back to the last drop. You don't see Bouncicles out front, but there is just a stone wall there where he normally would be standing.
Well, he's not here.
Cosmo?
You want to leave a note for him?
Always leave a note.
Yeah, sure, I'll leave a note. I guess in Minotaur I'll write, from Toluga, we stopped by. We didn't see you. Miss you already, best buddy. Good luck on your journey. Love, Toluga.
Can I get a stealth check?
17.
Okay. I will roll for Doreen to see if she notices you outside. Doreen got a dirty 20. You see the stone wall shifts, and with her stone-shaped magic, she opens the door. She's like, who the fuck is graffitiing my building? Oh, hi, guys. Hi. Sorry.
Hi, Doreen.
What are you writing? Oh, have you seen Bouncicles? He's been gone for days. Well, not
days,
but
on a journey.
Day. Well, I mean, I would like if you would have informed me who's going to cover the... Not that we really have a lot going on right now. None of the bands are playing. Everyone's dropping out of everything. I got nothing.
Yeah, I spoke to the promoter, man, and it sounds like the most desperate situation possible.
This is terrible. Well, good luck, boys. I know you guys gave me a lot of information. I've been trying to process it the last couple hours, but, you know, we had a big talk. I'm sure you guys are on the case.
Yeah, we're still working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck.
Well, Doreen, you don't know anyone that can remove a curse, do you? Ooh. I got Kimmy here, and
a little bit of her.
Is she okay?
Most decidedly not. No.
Oh yeah, she looks quite unconscious. Unfortunately, no. I don't really know any clerics or healers.
Sorry. Like every time we always ask Doreen, she doesn't ever know anything. She's like, I'm just a bartender.
She really is. It's so funny.
Stop
you guys,
asking
you
me
guys
these
keep
things,
using her as like a focal point for stuff. She's like, if it happened in the bar, I might know about it. Yeah. Anything outside of this place that I clearly work at all day.
This poor woman.
I wish I could be more helpful, but yeah, you know, I just...
Well, thanks as always, Doreen.
You've been a delight. We'll
anything
see you later.
Else I can help with?
Nope.
Rent equipment rentals or a space to practice, anything like that I can help
we
you
with. We might need that.
Okay.
I gotta whip these guys into show shape.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What instruments do you boys play?
He hand moans. Self-taught.
I play the electric triangle.
Cosmo,
yeah, we're going to work on that.
I'll see what I can do. I'm sure there's... don't worry, hon. It's going to be fine.
Doreen, you've done more for me than I can imagine.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. If you see Bouncicles, tell him he's been late for all of his shifts since you talked to him.
She walks back in the bar and using stone shape, all these cobblestones kind of pull back into place, closing the door. Where would you guys like to go next?
Go say what up to our boy Craig?
Yeah. Let's go back to Sloopledrip.
Back to Sloopledrip.
You guys again.
Who wants to carry Kimmy?
I suppose I should try, right?
Well, what's your strength?
Daddy.
It's probably you.
Because I got a plus zero, so.
Yeah, and I got a negative one.
Plus zero?
Yeah. It's better than a minus one.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So. So athletics?
Yeah, we'll call it athletics or acrobatics.
Oh, acrobatics. Oh,
just for a second until I make my
22.
Yeah,
I'm juggling her.
could you? Oh my. Okay.
I did this with Glebnaw. He loved it.
Okay, she's not a big green blob, but
you're right. She's lighter.
Okay. All right.
Form of raft. You see, Craig just sees you guys coming. Is like, fucking give me a fucking break. Sure. Yeah. Anywhere you want. Fucking go nuts.
Hey, Craig.
Well, this
thanks,
spot
man.
Was open.
Sure. Okay, bud. Sure. Whatever. Just
love you, Craig.
Tell Wick we said hi.
I do not feel that way about you. Guys, drift back under the Underdark towards Slubble Drip. That is where we're going to end tonight's insane session. Thank you all for joining us. And don't forget to keep it dicey.
Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.